What's up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to the second last About Even for 2023 Grand Final Week. Brought to you by our good friends at Neds, who have dutifully supported us the entire year. Shout out to Neds for all of their support this year. Welcome back. Big, hot, heavy, horny week of rugby league. Panthers v the Broncos in the grand final. Now, also, the shirts Eddie and I are wearing, DMP, Podcast World Champions, on sale Thursday night, 6 p.m, bloke.shop. Look at this thing. Get in shot, Eddie. Go show everyone. Retro World Championship, Podcast World Champions.
Glorious.
I'm a 2XL, Eddie an XL. These are meant to be worn a size up. Meant to be worn a size up.
But if you want to wear it tight, you can wear it tight. It's up to you.
Sure.
If you're the judge, master of your own domain.
If you're a judge,
yeah, well, if you want to tuck it in.
Yeah,
tuck it in. If you want to get an extra like small and tuck it into your fucking little belt, go for gold.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care. That's a you problem.
Doesn't bother me.
Anyway, Rando still in France. Apparently, he's been spied wearing berets and shit over there. Not shocked, but, you know.
Not shocked.
Not shocked.
Simple as that. Not shocked. I think we all know deep down that Rando has a bit of the berets about him.
He's a beret guy.
So not shocked at all. I've never seen him not wear a white t-shirt either.
But not like Wallabies berets, French berets.
Yeah, he was just wearing a French beret.
No, but he's like Wallaby's beret, a bit of a gimmick, sure. Yeah. Hilarious, huh? He's a beret guy.
Yeah.
Do we have any photos of that?
Yeah.
Like, I reckon he'd wear berets to the shops.
We'll probably have to put a photo of that in the thing, but I'd like to see it as well. I haven't even spied the beret thing yet. It's such a... It's very difficult for you to wear the beret and not the other way around. The beret wear you.
Well, the beret always wears people.
Yeah.
That's the point. The
beret, unless you are French.
Yeah.
And even then.
Yeah. Even then.
You need to be like an artist or a writer.
You need to be like, what's his face? The actor from June. He could pull one off. Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, he could pull it off.
He could pull it off.
Oh,
in like,
he's really fair wearing enough, a fucking mate.
He's pulled off Kylie Jenner though, so like,
he,
you know.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. Oh, he's wearing a beret, all right.
That is huge. That is huge, Rando.
Huge from Rando.
Wow.
Very in shot. Now, Eddie.
Holy shit.
For the second last time, please take us through accountability. Let us know where we're at and what needs to be done for this belt to be won.
All right. We start with the Panthers defeating the Storm 38-4. Listen, unders was on until it wasn't.
Yep.
I didn't see a humping of such gigantic proportions going ahead. We didn't miss by much, so 3.5 points.
Can I be a hindsight guy?
Yep.
Storm got fucked by the Broncos a couple of weeks earlier, or maybe the week earlier.
As in like 13 plus was the play?
Yeah. Yeah.
But also a lot of points were put on them.
And points, yeah.
Both weeks.
Yeah. Like, that was the play.
Because that's overs with Storm scoring 4 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I saw like 30-0.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Anyway, it is what it is. You just have to get on with it, punters and dribblers. It's as simple as that. Now, we were sucking off the Lippy last week. I'll give you the hot tip. The Lippy got 2 legs from 16.
Of the whole week.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Like, you, sometimes you get honey dicked into these guys.
Very worried.
Sometimes you get honey dicked into these guys, like, mate, I fucking.
Who the value we found?
I'm a Dawesy and I fucking punt all the time and I'm mad. Yeah, bro. You got 2 from 16 legs. Shush. Nothing.
Wrecked.
So, Lippy, Remus Smith, no. Under 39.5, no. Taruva, yes. Sebo had Critter under 39.5. Nothing hits. But in the next bet, Sebo, triple stakes of Panthers 13+.
Yep.
Yep.
But there's another guy over here who switched on smart, intelligent, gets rugby league. Panthers to score 10+ only into Toe 441. It's a great bet, and we know it is.
It's a good bet. It's definitely a good bet. And I said as much last week. I said this is the betting of a man who is in the zone.
You did say that. You did say that, and it was a nice thing to say to someone.
Yeah.
It was a really nice thing to say to someone.
Now,
Crichton and Sorensen.
Sebo's rolled a fucking triple stake 13+ into a first try scorer, though.
Yep.
He did.
I mean, a triple stake's always good.
It's really nice.
And Toto just, I mean, I can't remember what minute it was, but it was pretty early from memory.
Well, it was fucking the first try, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes the first try can mean like the 30th minute.
Well, no,
yeah.
You're right. Yeah. It was early.
Yeah,
it
so was it was nice on. To get that early semi-final bang
yeah.
or whatever type of final it was.
No, it's a preliminary semi-fucking, it was a
but
final.
But Panthers 13+, in hindsight, is the easiest bet I've done this whole season. Like, it has to be. When you're looking at the Storm, who couldn't score a single point against the Broncos. So, yeah, I'll take that.
No, that's well done from you. That's well done. You got to admit it when it's there to be admitted.
That's right. You have to admit it where it's there, when it's there to be admitted. It's as simple as that. But that's only one of two games, punters and dribblers. So you could be thinking to yourself, holy shit, Sebo's on here. Sebo's going to go out and dominate. Sebo's going to regain the lead. Incorrect. Because if you didn't pound that Broncos line of 10.5 into the core of the earth, and I'm not talking about like a metaphorical core, I'm talking legitimate core.
Right down into the molten core of this earth.
There was a movie about the core, wasn't it? Called The Core, where they went into the core of the earth
Really? Well, I went down there on the weekend, Saturday night.
Yeah.
About 10 o'clock, I was in the core of the earth, having pounded the line into it. 10.5, thank you very much for coming. It was 42-12. That's 30 points in the old.
Yep.
$1.9 dollary doos, Australian triple. Tom and I salute. Sebo going for glory. Weakness. Weakness going for glory. You've got to bet intelligently. It's as simple as that.
No, you've got to bet to try win the season. If your guy's gone one side, I've gone, okay, I don't think the Wires can cover it, especially now that Sean Johnson isn't kicking, but I have to take it because if it comes off, that gamble wins me the season. So that's trying to win the season.
Yeah, but there's also like, what do you think's going to happen? You know what I mean? Like it's about punting. That's what the show's about, punting, trying to win money, not win fucking... You know what I mean?
Well, that's how you
It's about both.
But like, just going Waz the other side. Did you believe the Waz other side was going to get up?
As soon as I saw that Sean Johnson wasn't kicking, I was like, fuck.
Right.
But like, so. 10.5, you know, look, the bookies are smart.
So it was 30 points though.
But there's Sean Johnson.
So you love that bet, did you? Did you love that bet? You tripled it.
I loved the play. I loved the play of trying to go for the win.
I just want to know, did you love that bet or not?
Did I love it?
Yeah.
No.
Because you tripled it. So you must have loved it.
No, because it's the play. I was trying to go the opposite of you.
So you got to want to love it if you.
You got to love the play.
You got to love it.
I like buying stations in fucking Monopoly? No, but you got to do it sometimes.
Sebo, if you didn't triple that, you're a lot fucking closer.
Yeah,
a lot closer.
Yeah. Tripling it.
So you didn't love it.
I guess
you got to triple what you love.
You got to love it to trip it.
Sure. All right. We'll get to the leaderboard. All right.
Okay. We can do that.
I was fucking a cobbo away. Shame on you, Rando. Last time I listened to you, bro, sorry. But you were like, mate, cobbo fucking always scores. I took out Jesse Arthur's putting cobbo.
Very annoying. I and my civilian punting, which I know has no bearing on this show.
No, it doesn't.
I had Herbie, Ezra, Arthur's 2+, the direct opposite of what I actually had in this show. Now, it didn't get up, punters, but I was an Arthur's away from a great civilian win. That's just all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Tom, for regaling us with that epic story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of an almost civilian win.
DWZ first try scorer, none of us hit. Ricky Staggs and Herbie's do not get the job done. In the unit scoopers, a lot of us 2 from 4s, 2 from 5s. Lippy 0 from 2. Again, did I say it off the top? The Lippy 0 from 7, 2 from 16 legs. Yuck.
Whoa.
Awful punting. Whoa. Sebo wins the week. 1.16 in the positive. The old mate, me, 1.06 units in the positive. So 0.1 I lose, not a big deal. Not going to fucking move the needle at this time of year. It all comes down to the GF this weekend.
Yep.
Both got 2 from 7 for bets. I had 7 from 13 legs and Sebo had 6 from 15. Tom, 1 from 7, just cruising along, bro. Overall leaderboard, I am in first, minus 27.12. Sebo, minus 36.91. Tom, minus 47.49.
Yeah.
And the Lippy, 91.79 in the red. With a very respectable bet percentage of 7.03. So congratulations to the Lippy.
Yeah, well done to the Lippies, who just continue to disappoint.
Continue to shock with how fucking poor they are.
Yep. There you go. Well, it's all there to be won and lost this week, punters and dribblers.
And won. And lost.
And won and lost. So I think without further ado, we should get to the punting this week. 3 bets per game plus our unit scoopers to try and fucking pinch this one. It's still up in the air. Anyone can win it. Let's get to it.
Oh, it's up in the air.
It's up in the air. We got Panthers.
Oh, it's up in an up. It's fucking up in
it's
the
up
air.
It's up in the air.
It's net. Has anything ever been more up in the air?
Maybe that old guy in up.
Yeah, he came down though.
He did. So, you know, it's up in the air until it's not.
Correct.
That's the message and up.
Yep.
That's the message we should all be taking away. Panthers v Broncos at Coors Stadium. Panthers $1.62, Broncos $2.30 at time of recording, ATR. Line 3.5, over under 37.5. For the last time, we're going to throw it to the random stats guy to give us $1.50 to all bet.
Bonjour, fellas. Coming to you from Lyon for the stats preview for the grand final. Before I get underway, just wanted to make sure that you know, Eddie, that I have been having at least 5 buttons undone since last week's comments. Obviously not wearing the button-up shirt today, but just wanted to make sure you knew that that was what I was rocking in Europe. Now straight into the finals predictions. We'll start with head-to-heads here, and we'll go with the Panthers. They are absolutely rolling. They haven't lost to a top 8 team since round 1. Then you look at the Broncos. While they have only played 3 games in Sydney, they've won all 3 of them, but they've only won 2 of their last 5 at a core, whilst the Panthers, they have won 9 of their last 11 games at the venue. So I do think the home team, the Panthers here, will win, but I think it'll be close. 1-12 is the best margin prediction here. The last 2 games between these sides this year were decided by 1-12 points. The Broncos, 5 of their 6 losses this year have been decided by 1-12 points. As for the total points, I believe that is going under. You got the 2 best defensive teams coming head to head. The Panthers, they have conceded 12 points per game this year. The Broncos, they have conceded 16 points per game this year. Then you look at the grand final history, and in the last 12 grand finals, only 4 of them have had 38 or more points scored in the match. So I am taking the unders. Then we look to try scorers. I think the best try scorer is Brian To'o. He has scored in his last 5 finals games. That right edge is absolutely humming. We saw DWZ score a double against the Broncos as well. So that is the weaker edge of the Bronx. Perfect matchup there for To'o. I like him for first try scorer as well. The Panthers, they have been the first try scorer in 65% of their games this year. Broncos, 55% of games have they scored first. The top scoring position against the Broncos scoring first has been the right winger as well. Brian To'o has scored first in the last 2 finals. For Clive, I do believe that Nathan Cleary has a great chance to become just the 2nd player in the NRL era to win the Clive Churchill medal twice. The halfback is the most popular winner of the medal, so put him in for my lock for Clive Churchill. Those are the stats preview. Au revoir for now until I see you for the best bets.
All right, thank you, Rando. Thank you very much. Looking pale as ever over there in Europe. I would like to see personally, I don't know about you guys, but a little bit more fucking oil on his bod and him.
I need more oil, Tom.
I need him oiled up. And also, like, why are you wearing a T-shirt in Europe? I know he's like, oh, I've undone the buttons, yeah. Eddie, but like, why are you in a T-shirt?
I don't know what the saying is, but he's got something he doesn't utilize. Like, if I had Rando's body, he would probably put SPF 70 on. I'd be putting that coconut-smelling tanning
the
oil on.
Reef.
Yeah, reef.
You're putting that reef on.
I need that carotene or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Let's get some color back into those cheeks, baby.
Come on, dude. You're European. You got to get a lot more tan than that.
He's lost color.
He has lost color over there.
I don't know how it's possible. I don't know how you've done it. I don't know what you've been up to, mate. But you've lost color. I need oil and I need carotene, and I need it now.
Let's get to some punting. I'll just kick things off. Fuck it. So we've got 3 bets this week. I am going Panthers -3.5 as my first bet, triple staking it. If you're going to triple stake anything in this game, it's got to be Panthers -3.5. I think they're pretty much spot on guaranteed to win it. I think the Broncos have too many mistakes in them. Even though they're great, they're a bit too flash, devil may care, whereas the Panthers' defense is fucking rock solid and they'll make you pay. -3.5, $1.90, triple staked.
I'm doing that exact bet as well. Yep. As much as I want to try to do a Monopoly play against this, it's like 3.5.
Not much for
3 grand final experiences, 2 of them winning.
Yeah.
3.5. Like, I was keen to see the line, and I thought it might be like 8 or something, and I would have maybe taken the Broncos then, but 3.5 seems like, call me crazy, seems ludicrous.
I think you absolutely fucking hump a 3.5 point line.
Listen, at this, let's just get down to fucking brass facts.
Tax.
Okay? Brass tax and facts. The Panthers will be playing in their fucking fourth grand final this Sunday, all right? You can't buy that sort of experience at the markets. You can't buy it. I hate to tell you, but there's a lot of greenery in that Broncos side, and they're going to come in, and some of them are going to get overawed. They've got to go out and play the best game of their fucking lives on grand final day against a team that will choke the fuck out of you.
Lot of greenery.
And you've got Nathan Cleary, who's, you know, is just going to kick you to death.
Well, he's not green.
He's not green at all, mate. He's been there before, and the safe bet, punters and dribblers, the safe money has to be with Penrith. It has to be. They're at home, so to speak. They've been here before. They know what to do. They know what to expect. They're going to go out there, kick well, and fucking suffocate. And then the errors might start to build. They might start to get a little bit frantic, a little bit frenetic, a little bit like, ooh, we're not scoring points like we usually do.
They're greenery. They're like, they're succulents. They're a bloody flower power. They're a gardening store.
And you know what happens to greenery on hot Sydney days, dude? Wither and die on the vine. That's what I predict. Panthers minus 3.5 is the bet. I will push it into my second bet. Both of these triple staked.
What's the Lippy Dribbler doing for that first bet? And who is he?
Lippy, we actually have a repeat Lippy Dribbler. We've had him on before. Tom Beckett.
Okay.
I think he was a kind of thespian guy last time.
He sounds like a thespian. Yeah, he does.
Written a novel or something. Look, he's just been sending slips through for weeks. And I figured, you know, the guy, if he's a thespian, you know, maybe Tom Beckett can have a sequel. That's how he got in. Just persistence, right?
Yep. This bet actually is like the odds here that are not great, but there's a part of me that respects the gameplay a little bit. Over 30.5, I'm not loving that. Oh, actually, no, I am loving that. So either team by less than 12.5 points. Stags, Cobbo, Critter, combined one anytime.
Yep.
And then Edwards, Tango, Taruva combined one anytime.
Yep.
That, as a market, I'm like, yep. But it doesn't come out in the odds.
No, but it's what he's done is he's put them back to back. I don't like that for those odds. Like, if he just goes in a Stags, Cobbo, Critter, right, it's putting that into an Edwards, Tango, Taruva. I don't like that at all for 349. No.
Yeah,
for $3.49. I do not like that at all for 349. No. I got to tell you, thespian, that's dog shit.
Yeah, that is.
Now, if he gets up, right, sure. But you got 349 for it.
Yeah.
That's rubbish. Yeah. That is appalling. Absolutely fucking appalling. You want to hear good odds?
Give them to me.
I'll tell you. This will be the third time this final season the big fella has gone for this bet, because it's working. And why the fuck wouldn't I? What do the Panthers average in terms of conceding points to top eight sides this year? The answer? 8 points. I've gone again. Panthers, only team to score 10. I think they get suffocated. I think they bash them and bury them into the core of the core earth.
Beat them, bust them. That's our custom.
Go, Panthers. Into a to-o. I get value this round, baby. I'll be getting fours. Now I'm getting 775. That, young thespian, is a bet.
Mm. As you continue to tread the boards there, young thespian, I will take over. I have got Taruva and Crichton, left side, strong side. That is, I'm liking the look of it. Again, Crichton scored in 3 grand finals. I'm just liking the fourth vibe. I'm just getting my stocks behind there. Mm-hmm. And a Taruva because, again, it's just the vibe of them sending it left. Herbie up against Tango. Tango fucking has got a fuck up in him. Shout out to Justin Olam. So I'm liking Herbie to go in as well. Taruva, Crichton, Herbie, 2024.
Nice.
I don't think that's crazy, right? And for those odds, for that to happen?
Not crazy.
Not crazy.
Pretty nice odds. Reminds me of my Titans bet earlier in the year where I had 3 backs to score and it got
not
up
crazy.
Like
not
bucks.
Crazy.
Well, you just love the GF that you get good juice for any try scorer these days. Your wingers are starting at $2 and then everyone goes up from there. But like in terms of big games, you know, your grand finals, your origins, I like to take out insurance policies because, like, I actually don't give a shit who wins this game. Like, you know, you've got the Broncos, great. Cinderella story coming from Wooden Spoon 2 years ago to come first. Panthers on the verge of fucking, like, dynasty stuff. I need a bet on either side here because you just we're going to be watching it in here on Sunday, and if Broncos pull off somehow a win, which is most likely a 1-12 win, and a couple of try scorers get up for me, I just want to not be going like, oh great, Brisbane won, that wouldn't have been so. No, I want to be like, oh great, I want some money as well. Even though I triple stake Panthers, I got an insurance policy here. It's obviously not triple stake because then you're fucking yourself. So I'm taking Broncos 1-12.
Wouldn't make sense, would it?
No. Cobbo and To'o. Cobbo didn't score last week. He's owed one, and To'o just seems to be scoring fucking like three tries a
Cobbo,
game.
Cobbo, I wouldn't say is owed one. Everyone's owed one from Cobbo, but that's why I have steered clear of Cobbo this week. I'm like, I can't.
No.
After last week, I couldn't do it.
I'm sorry. No.
Love him.
But just I love him, dude.
That Adam Reynolds kick was like pretty much, that was the try. It just bounced the ball the other day.
It bounced the wrong way.
He's going to do that again, Reynolds. He'll go for it again, and it's just going, there's just the ball bounced the right way.
They do have big wingers compared to Penrith.
Yeah, who's marking up? No.
Taruva is Cobbo, and then Jesse Arthur's.
Cobbo's like twice the size of Taruva, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah. Well, I don't know about Adam Reynolds' size, but he's fucking big. Big. It'll be interesting to see. Now I almost think Cobbo definitely scores. The Lippy is going Panthers -3.5. Luai, Capewell, Critter. Listen, he's a thespian, but for that you're getting $95.43. Dave's saying it's now blown out to like 100 and something.
Panthers -3.5, Luai, Capewell, Critter, $95.43.
I'm probably going to have a look at that just in my civilian life.
I'll have a... Well...
In my civvies?
Maybe.
If I, like on my mufti day?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
mufti
know what I mean?
It's a mufti day.
It's a mufti day bet.
Yeah.
Yep. Out of uniform.
Yeah, out of uniform. Gold coin sort of shit. Now, first try scorer for the game. I've got Taruva. Everyone's got To'o. That's why I've got Taruva. It's $11. That's why.
I'm going to go Brian. There's just something about Brian and grand finals. The kid gets grand finals. He gets them. Mm-hmm. And he loves them. Tried and tested at $8-y-doos. I'm not walking past Brian of tried and tested fame in the street. Know that.
Yep.
Know that.
If you look at big games, take the Warriors versus the Broncos last week. When there's a Cinderella story happening that likely won't come off, but when it's happening, normally they score first because you're like, oh my God, they can do it. And then the other team just comes out and pounds them. So I'm taking the Broncos try scorer here because I'm thinking that like everyone's going to get super excited early on. And I've already run through Cobbo, you know, kick over Taruva. Taruva's what, 4'4", Cobbo's 7', $11 there. I think the Broncos score first, but then the Panthers come in and crush them.
Okay, and our little fucking thespian has gone with Taruva as well, which does make me concerned for my bet. Clive Churchill, punters and dribblers, not to be presented by Clive Churchill's son. I believe he may have lost that privilege. Don't know who the fuck's presenting it because they said Sterlo was and he'd never been asked. He's playing golf. So maybe it's Cliffy Lyons.
They ask, well, they Cliffy was next on the list, but I don't know if they asked him either.
They may not have asked Cliffy.
It could well be fucking PVL at this rate.
Okay. Well,
given the history of asking of saying people are doing it that they haven't asked.
Yep. With that in mind, Edward, who are you going for your Clive?
Cleary. I just think that if they win, which I expect them to, see above, I think that Cleary will be the one pulling the fucking strings. And someone like Cleary going for his third, potentially winning his third, all eyes are going to be on him. The judges' eyeballs will be glued to that motherfucker. Mm. And if he has the game I expect of him, even if he's not like out and out best, if he's sniffing around, I think he gets it, 350. Okay.
Sebastian.
There's a lot of talk back-to-backs this week. You know, it's coming from everywhere. Guru, also, I've been tuning into him a lot for his content.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And Dill Edwards. There's all this talk back-to-back for Penrith, obviously, but...
Well, it's back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back-to-back. But then maybe there's a back-to-back Clive in there as well. So I'm just kind of jumping on that back-to-back. It's not maybe frontline kind of headline, but it's like not back page, but it's like the second page of the headline.
Okay.
Dill Edwards back-to-back, $10.
Shit. Now, I had Brian To'o in there. I was told before in the green room at Bloke in a Bar that he was paying $51. He's now paying $31 or $34. It's still going to be my choice, but I'm a little less excited by it. In fact, I'm not really excited by it at all, but I think he's deserved it a few times.
That's my concern, is that he's fucking...
But maybe this year
done all
like,
he can do.
Maybe
they'll
this year
give
it's
it to
like,
a winger unless
they just. Yeah. I just don't think they give it to wingers.
Unless you can pull off like
that's
four...
What I've, that's what I've walked out yeah. of this the like the last couple of Jeffs yeah. thinking, Tyler should have won it last year.
Because he makes like 250, 300 metres, scores a couple of tries and doesn't win it. Unless you're doing four or five semi-rad Radra from your own goal line, bust through five tackles and
score
a try.
I'm sticking with it. I agree, but there's like, so there's the like, fuck, they probably just will never give it to a winger. But then if you're going to give it to a winger, it is a man who runs for fucking 200 plus every single game. It is a man who's going to score some tries most likely.
Yeah.
And so if he gets a couple of tries.
Last year, he had two tries and ran for 299 metres and didn't win it.
What did Dylan Edwards do? He got that one tackle. What did Dylan Edwards do?
Edwards, he had 291 running metres, but no tries. So 291, no tries versus two tries and 299 running metres.
Fuck it,
I don't know how many PCMs he had either.
I know, yeah, it was probably insane. Huge. But this is, so my thinking here potentially is that they go, fuck, we got to give it to him eventually. If he has another Barnstormer.
Potentially.
Maybe.
Potentially.
$34, who the fuck knows, highly unlikely. And then we've got the thespian who's gone Fisher-Harris at $34.
I don't hate that either. I don't hate that.
But he's not on the field for the full game.
True. But I don't hate it. Can't hate it.
Now, before we go to our unit scooper, punters and dribblers, for the actual final time, we have got Rando's fucking bet of the week.
All right, back for one last shot at my best bets. Obviously, the Hot Boys went down with Critter not scoring. We had Jordan Ricky. We had DWZ. We had Toe, but Critter just buggering us up there. Obviously, no Hot Boys for this week, but I do have the best bet. And I'm taking the Panthers 1-12, as I mentioned. Five of the last six losses for the Broncos this season have been decided by 1-12 points. Both games between these two have been decided by 1-12 points. For a try scorer, Brian To'o, chuck him in. As I mentioned, in his last five finals games, he has scored 8 tries, scoring in each of those finals games. And I do like the total points under. I'm going to lift it up a bit to 40.5. As I mentioned, obviously, the Panthers and the Broncos, two of the best defensive sides in the league. Don't think it will be too many points in this one. You put the Panthers 1-12, total score anytime, and the points under 40.5. And that should be getting you $8.49 for the final best bet of the year. As for me, au revoir from Lyon.
Thank you, Rando.
Thanks, brah.
Thank you, Rando. Enjoy your time over there. We look forward to that bet. Seeing how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
I'm not going to shit on his final
bet. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets the final bet of the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't. That wouldn't shock me fucking iota.
No. Now... Unit scoopers. There's a few different ones here, the way you're looking at it. Some people looking to try and hold power. Some people trying to look to, you know, blow some people out of the water. And other people not sure what they're doing. And that would probably be our Timothy Beckett or whatever the fuck his name is. With respect to Timothy. I've got a
ridiculous bet.
It's a ridiculous bet. I've got Edwards, Cleary, Critter, To'o. It's a Penrith humping bet.
Mm-hmm.
You put all those together, you're getting 76-75.
Not bad. Because they could do what they did to Parra.
Yeah.
They could.
Start slow, like you know, grind early. Yeah. To'o maybe gets one, maybe Critty gets one, and then it's like, bang, we're all on.
Floodgates.
Tries,
floodgates
sort of stuff.
Hot rugby league.
Hot rugby league, Penrith floodgate sort of stuff. 76-75. Edward.
I plan on living La Vida Loca. Okay. In the words of the great and the powerful Ricky Martin. Yeah. That's who I'm going with, Ricky Martin. $22.43. Ricky scores them, and so does Liam. Simple as that.
I fucking love that. I'm not going to lie.
Simple as that. They fucking score, these boys. And Martin pops up his head in big games, bro.
Yep.
Big games. He's a big game guy.
I really like that bet.
Yep.
Just living La Vida Loca.
Just takes you back to Channel V as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the great video clips. Not that I remember it, but it was on every
but
second
video.
It was him
when he was still in the closet as well. Yeah. So it's just him like... Yeah. Bah, bah, bah,
nah, bah, bah. It's powerful.
Yeah, it was really hot stuff.
22-43.
I am going. I'm triple staking my unit scooper, so I'm putting $20 down instead of $10.
Triple?
Yeah, double. $30. $30. Yeah, triple staking. So I'm going Toto. We don't need to talk about Toto anymore. Critter. I mean,
he probably don't even need to talk about
him. Yeah, don't need to talk about him. Big game player. But again, talking fucking back to back to backs. I think he's scored in every grand final he's played. Thank you, Rugby League Guru. And then, look, you have to go Walsh, man of the moment. Stone Cold Steve Austin, most marketable and profitable star of the WWE, but maybe not the most, like, greatest of all time, most terrible, like, wins stuff. And Reese Walsh is that, right? This year is Walsh in terms of marketability, and I'm all for it. That's getting you 17-24, throwing $30 on that.
So that's a bit of a Walsh 316 sort of thing.
Yeah, Walsh 316. Yep. He is 316. Name me a more 316 player this year than Walsh. There isn't.
Oh, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. What's our lippy doing, Eddie, to round it out?
Are we all ready?
Yeah, are we ready for this dumb
fucking
bet?
Are we all ready for the dumbest bet ever? Packers, Jaguars, Bills, Broncos, Ravens, Vikings, Steelers, Raiders, Cowboys, 49ers, Chiefs, Seahawks. You fucking NFL guy, you mate.
Look, it's very theatre of him, you know.
511.
Yeah, when these actors go over to LA, they try and immerse themselves in all the
theatrical. Like, I love the football.
LA, love it, man. It's been a couple of years.
That's great, dude. Yeah.
Okay, bro.
That's us.
That doesn't get up. No
that
way.
That doesn't get up. That's us. One more week. Awards next week. Shout out to everyone. Shout out to Neds. Have fun on the weekend. Long weekend. Daylight savings back. Gamble responsibly. Jump into the fucking private Neds group. About even. That's where the pony tips are flying around. Daddy's been giving out some fucking gold. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on screen or visit the website.